So I'm Ted with the Cook County Health Department, and I'm going to be talking about a project that we started about 3 years ago, but that is still currently underway. But I just want to give you a little background about who we are. So Cook County Health Department serves all of Cook County outside of the city of Chicago proper, which is about 2.2 million people that live in over 700 square miles in 129 municipalities. So it just kind of gives you a background of like how large we really are. And in 2013, we had roughly 9,000 chlamydia cases that were diagnosed and 2,000 gonorrhea. So in terms for this project, the morbidity of about 11,000 cases. I'm not going to get much into this because many of you are probably familiar with the current landscape of gonorrhea and chlamydia, but this just goes to show that Chicago greatly pulls up the rates of Illinois, whereas us in suburban Cook County, we mirror more that of the United States. So with chlamydia, kind of in most jurisdictions, it's predominantly female. About 75% of our cases are female. And then, let's see, majority of our cases are between that 15 to 24 age range, about two-thirds. Same thing with gonorrhea. Chicago greatly pulls up the state of Illinois, and we more mirror that of the national averages. And then with gonorrhea, once again, kind of what's probably normal in most jurisdictions, 50-50 male-female. And then once again, about two-thirds of our cases are between 15 to 24. I'm going to skip over this for time, but this just goes to show, what I wanted to show is that people have done risk reduction counseling individualized before, and really it wasn't shown to be statistically significant in the benefit unless it was high intensity, which they deemed as 2 hours or greater. But given our current landscape and our manpower, we wanted to see if low intensity or something in the 20 to 30 minute range would be beneficial in reducing STI incidence for adolescent population, as you saw, because that's where our morbidity is. So our inclusion criteria, what we did is adolescents were identified by searching in INEDS, which is our state database for reporting gonorrhea and chlamydia, for anyone between the ages of 13 and 19 that had at least two distinct STI diagnoses, which we defined as being at least 21 days apart within a rolling 12 months. So if it's June, we'd go back to June of last year. Risk reduction counseling was offered to everybody, so it wasn't a randomized process. If they were eligible, they were offered risk reduction counseling. Basically, we had one epidemiologist that would attempt to contact individuals first by mailing a letter stating that someone from the health department would be contacting them regarding an important health matter. If that person didn't follow up within 5 days, she would then try calling them with the number that we had. And as a last-ditch effort, she would actually do a field visit or showing up at an address if they had a valid address. So what she did is she followed a standardized risk reduction form, and then based off of the questions that the individual answered from that, she would tailor a risk reduction counseling plan for them accordingly. And on average, those sessions lasted 20 to 30 minutes. So as you can see here, the non-risk reduction group is comprised of those that were either unable to locate or those that refused, and a sample size of 141. For the risk reduction group, we had a sample size of 170, and for all the demographic factors that we actually did measure, there was no significant difference. So on average, they tended to be 18, predominantly female, non-Hispanic, African-American, and then they resided in our south and west districts of Cook County. And that's also where we see a majority of our morbidity in all other age ranges as well. So as you can see here, the hazard ratio was 0.144, meaning that at any point given time, that those that did receive risk reduction counseling were 85% less likely to be diagnosed with subsequent gonorrhea or chlamydia infections. So everybody was followed within that INEDS reporting system for 12 months post either receiving the risk reduction counseling or unable to locate. And then if they did age 20, they were censored. So if they turned 20 while in this, they were censored and no longer contributed to person time. And this is unadjusted because the demographics did not differ between the two groups. So what does this all mean? What this tells us is that single session, risk reduction counseling may be beneficial at reducing risk for suburban adolescent populations. We did not measure the effect of risk reduction counseling being delivered via phone or in person, and obviously there could be benefit examining that, as field visits are time consuming, and so if they don't prove to be that much more beneficial, then you know, why waste time? And as public health practitioners, we all know that sustained behavior change is difficult, so we thought that we could look at this post 12 months to see, is that behavior sustained 18, 24, or whatever we choose to look at? And then lastly, in a world where we do have limited resources and are experiencing budget cuts all the time, maybe cast a wider net. So could we broaden this to a larger age group or other people that are at risk? And then just to acknowledge people that helped with this project.